It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 19th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is up 0.5% at $27,229. Ethereum is up slightly at $1,789, and Binance Coin is up slightly at $338. Well, tech giant Microsoft, who has regained the spotlight thanks to savvy investments in OpenAI, is reportedly testing a crypto wallet in its native web browser, Edge. The non-custodial wallet was discovered by Albacore, who is somewhat of a Microsoft sleuth and said, "I mostly do software research and reverse engineering." Bleeping Computer said it tested the wallet, which is most likely only available to Microsoft Edge dev channel users as part of a limited test phase. Screenshots show integrations with Coinbase and MoonPay. Microsoft said the integration is still in discovery phase. Well, Bitcoin ATM maker General Bytes has shut down its cloud service after a hacker disclosed a vulnerability which enabled them to read and decrypt API keys. General Bytes also issued a high-severity security incident warning and patch on its Confluence page. The company said across multiple audits since 2021, it had not identified this vulnerability. Well, this week, BlockSec prevented a $5 million loss for Paraspace. The security firm prevented a hacker from stealing from the lending project after the hacker was unable to execute an attack due to low gas fees. BlockSec carried through with their plans just as a white hat and took control of the assets. Polygon has partnered with Salesforce for an NFT-based loyalty program, according to Ryan Wyatt, president at Polygon Labs. The news comes after the enterprise software giant said on March the 15th that it is expanding its client services to include management of NFT loyalty programs. And finally, the BBC covered IronBot, a scam that has duped thousands of investors, promising large rewards over short periods, with Eastern Europeans being hard hit investing into the bot. Then when they tried to take out their funds, the app would freeze. Then scammers folded up operations and moved on. IronBot lists MIT, Huawei, and Qualcomm as strategic partners, but they're really just listed to help convince people that it's real. As always, if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. Stay safe out there. That's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io for sources and links. And listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.